This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Low unemployment, falling interest rates, a booming stock market, and a recession averted are combining to make this a boom year for holiday spending. CBS's Ellie Bauman.
The average American is expected to spend about $900 on gifts, food, and decorations, which would add up to a record-breaking season for retailers.
Retail Me Not's Stephanie Carl says we may be spending more, but we're also spending wisely.
On average, consumers are planning to spend 14% more this year, but they are being strategic in how they're shopping. So cashback offers, loyalty rewards, and promo codes are becoming a must-have part of the shopping process.
Lots of planes, lots of passengers, and lots of records being set.
There were over 232,000 flights in the U.S. Sunday through Thursday, setting a record for Thanksgiving air travel. 52,000 flights on Tuesday alone. The FAA expects record-breaking flight numbers to continue through Monday. TSA anticipates it will screen more than 3 million Sunday passengers in what could be the agency's busiest day ever. Only 0.3% of flights were canceled and only 1.2% of flights were delayed, both figures record lows. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Medics in Gaza say at least 25 Palestinians have died in Israeli military strikes across the enclave overnight and today. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had dinner last night with President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, where it's believed they spoke about Trump's tariff threats. Trudeau spoke before the meeting.
Justin Trudeau's visit to Mar-a-Lago comes as President-elect Trump threatens to impose a 25% tariff on imported goods from Canada and Mexico. Trudeau has warned against the move.
He'd actually be raising prices for American citizens as well and hurting American industry and businesses. But there are ways for us to work together to demonstrate, as we did years before, that we can do things together.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum spoke by phone with Trump on Wednesday, but she said the issue did not come up.
CBS's Weijia Zhang, both Canada and Mexico are reported to be considering retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. All of a sudden, Syria is back in the news with a surprise advance by anti-government forces into the second largest city, Aleppo. It's the first time in 8 years rebels have gained control of parts of that city. Dozens of government soldiers have been killed in the most serious challenge to President Bashar al-Assad in years. The government says it's preparing to counteroffensive to retake Aleppo. The surprise attack has now scrambled the front lines in a long civil war. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Do you struggle with stress and fatigue? Do you find yourself endlessly worrying and then losing sleep? You're not alone. Join the team at Family Natural Foods on West Grand Avenue on December 3rd at 5:15 p.m. Discover the possible causes of your anxiety and learn about the many natural ways to deal with stress. Through 3 generations of family ownership, Family Natural Foods has been a hub for local foods, supplements, and community connections. Join them on December 3rd at 5:15. Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. Join us, please. We'd love to have you with us. We have a very large following and adding more all the time. People just want to be healthier. They want to have more vitality, more energy, less fatigue and exhaustion, less stress. And even though there are stressful situations, we don't have to be affected by the stress, that it takes a toll on our body. We can fight back with a healthy lifestyle, a healthy diet, some exercise, and a good night's sleep. There's ways to be healthy. And if we use those ways, and we choose those ways, then we're going to have a healthier life. It's pretty easy. Now, it doesn't come overnight, and it takes time, so don't give up so easy. At least spend 3 to 6 months adopting a new diet, adding some exercise, getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Yes, that sounds like a lot, but we do need 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Maybe you could squeeze by on 7, but nothing less. And make sure you choose all the good things of your diet you can possibly get. Don't buy everything in a box, in a can, in a package. You know, go through the aisles where there's fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds. Go across the dairy aisle into the meat section. You know, that's all we need. We don't need all the junk, processed foods, and the ultra-processed foods that are prepackaged in boxes or cans. We need live, natural foods, healthy foods. And we'll talk more about how to be healthy today. We're going to talk about how to have better pain relief. Pain affects many, many people in the U.S. And we're going to show you a way that I'll develop a protocol for you for pain relief, how to stop pain. We'll talk about hidden iron deficiencies. Maybe you don't realize that we need iron, and you find very, very few products that contain iron. We'll talk about anti-inflammatory foods. The American diet, which is very high in carbohydrates that are refined and processed, and sugar, is an inflammatory diet. That means it's adding more inflammation to your body all the time, all the day. When you eat the American diet type of schedule or protocol, you're adding more inflammation, more pain, more aches and soreness, more heart disease, more strokes, more type 2 diabetes. All are the root cause by inflammation. So how do we get rid of inflammation? So we'll talk about anti-inflammatory foods, the anti-inflammatory diet. And are we about to have a superbug crisis? They're talking about it. Might be even worse than the last pandemic. That might be on the schedule. So we can build our body to withstand a superbug crisis. But we have to be prepared. We have to be healthy. The healthier you are, the more you're going to withstand the onslaught of a superbug crisis. And let's talk about adrenal extract. The adrenal glands taken from animals, like liver. We can actually consume them, but in a more friendly way, by having them dried, freeze-dried primarily, and then add them to a capsule. And that'll give you a lot of nutrients that are beneficial for our adrenal glands that we have inside our body. And we'll talk about the scary increase in the number of strokes, and more all the time, and the health benefits of coffee. So many people always, coffee's bad for us. We shouldn't be drinking coffee. It's a lot of caffeine, but there's a lot of good benefits to coffee. And maybe if you understand that, you might not feel so bad about drinking coffee. And women need more strength training. We'll talk about that as well. We have lots to talk about, and we rarely get through the entire program. So I'm not going to waste any more time. So let's talk about, hey, do you have pain? 1 in 5 adult Americans is living with chronic pain, not acute pain, chronic. That means every day. When you have acute pain, oh, you may have twisted your knee or sprained your ankle or did something to injure yourself. And maybe you have acute pain. Maybe you have your back out of place and you have acute pain. And that'll go away in a few days, a few weeks. But chronic pain, that means all the time. That means daily. In almost 50% of older adults over the age of 50 report experiencing regular musculoskeletal pain, muscle pain. Americans use 30 billion, that's billion, 30 billion doses of prescription drugs, including OTC drugs, over-the-counter drugs, that you don't need a prescription for. You can go into your pharmacy and buy them off the counter. But there are many people that are using very, very toxic, very harsh prescription pain relievers, like NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, aspirin, Celebrex, Advil. This is every year, 30 billion doses every year. One survey of patients over the age of 65 found that 96% were taking a over-the-counter NSAID or prescription drug. 96%. All the patients over 65 were on some pain-relieving drug. And they're not safe. Some are very, very toxic and have major side effects. The NSAIDs that I mentioned, ibuprofen, Advil, Celebrex. Celebrex is a prescription drug, but Advil and ibuprofen you could buy anywhere, or Tylenol. They increase bleeding of the stomach and the intestines. They can cause a heart attack and a stroke. They're just not to be taken lightly. And they can also damage your kidneys. Intestinal bleeding and increased bleeding in the stomach and the kidneys, causing damage. That's not, you know, yes, that's bad. But when you start talking about causing a heart attack and a stroke, just take into consideration acetaminophen. The brand name is Tylenol. It's another drug used for pain relief, but it is not an NSAID drug. And the toxicity to acetaminophen is terrible. The number one cause of acute liver failure is by the use of Tylenol. The number one cause of liver damage, acute liver failure. There are more liver transplants due to the fact of the use of Tylenol. These drugs are not safe. I'm surprised they're over the counter. They should not be over the counter, in my opinion. I think they should be in the care of your physician as to whether or not they would prescribe it for you, all the drugs, especially these pain-relieving drugs. But there is good news. There's bad news, but there's always good news, too, that there are many, many natural options for pain relief. First of all, for years, we have talked about curcumin and boswellia. In clinical studies, they relieve pain together. They are more effective when they are used together in the same tablet or same capsule. They relieve pain as effectively as Tylenol and all the other NSAIDs without adverse effects. They even worked more effectively head-to-head studies with Celebrex. These two herbs, curcumin and boswellia, together were more effective than Celebrex. And after the studies were over, the patients were taken off the Celebrex, taken off curcumin and boswellia. And the group that had taken the curcumin and boswellia in the study did not have pain a long time after they stopped using the natural products. Where those patients that were on the drug, acetaminophen or Tylenol, their pain came back much, much more quickly. And the study, the clinical studies, included osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, muscle cramping, post-surgical pain, gastrointestinal pain, IBS, and more. Now, when you take curcumin and boswellia and you add DLPA and natokinase, it is much, much more effective. Those four nutrients are a powerhouse of relieving pain. Absolutely. That combination is much more effective of relieving pain than ibuprofen, Tylenol, Advil, all of those so-called drugs to relieve pain. And you didn't have to worry about side effects. You didn't have to worry about excessive bleeding or any bleeding. You didn't have to worry about liver failure or kidney failure or any more strokes and heart attacks. If you just think about this, I know you have pain, and I don't want you to have pain. But if you choose a drug, you're adding more side effects that might require other drugs to treat the side effects of the pain-relieving drugs. Now, does that make sense? When you can choose a natural product that does not have any side effects, that is as effective as the drugs, don't you think you would want to have an interest in those natural products like curcumin, boswellia, DLPA, and natokinase? Those four ingredients are highly effective based on research, scientific research, not just because people say so, but because they have been proven scientifically to work. Now, there's another way to do this as well, and that is by using pea. And it's spelled just like pea, P-E-A. Those three letters are an acronym for a word that has 21 letters. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. It doesn't make any difference anyway. You just want pea, P-E-A. And in a study using pea of 600 people, pea reduced pain by at least 50%. And no matter what kind of pain was being experienced by the patients, could be back pain, it could be arthritis pain, it could be headaches, it could be pain caused by cancer. It didn't make any difference where the pain came from. The patients that were on the natural product called pea, and pea is a natural fatty acid. Our body makes pea. Now, in some cases, it doesn't make enough. And that's why we should take extra by supplement in a capsule or a tablet. And it's really especially helpful for hard-to-treat nerve pain, like sciatica, like TMJ, like diabetic neuropathy. Usually it comes in a 300 milligram capsule. And the best dosage is 600 milligrams daily. So that means you would take two capsules daily. One in the morning, one at night. It also contains an enzyme from the silkworm, Japanese silkworm, 20 milligrams, which is highly effective as the pea for reducing pain. Now, these are all oral options, either in a tablet form or a capsule form. But also, you can have some relief of pain topically. Comfrey, it's spelled C like Charlie, O-M like Mary, F like Frank, R-E-Y, Comfrey. It's one of the oldest healing plants in the world, been used for thousands of years. And the comfrey comes from Germany. It's a very special form of comfrey that has no side effects. All other forms of comfrey contain alkaloids that can cause liver damage. You want a comfrey that does not contain any of those alkaloids. And the one that's grown in Germany has no presence of these alkaloids. And in clinical studies, it relieves joint pain, back pain, and even pain from cuts, burns, and scrapes. All of these injuries, whether they're topically, well, I would say mostly topically, but when you have joint pain, that's not topical, but by applying a cream of comfrey to your joint pain or your back pain, it can relieve your pain dramatically. But it also can treat sunburns, kitchen burns, industrial burns, all kinds of cuts, scrapes, anything that affects the outer layer of your skin or your joints. Safe and effective, even for kids, down to 4 years of age. So apply it generously and often, frequently. You can apply it 3 or 4 times a day. It is extremely effective. Comfrey was used in the Middle Ages. It was used as one of the treatments for injuries in the wars of long ago. Very, very effective. And it has been used in modern day science. And many, many studies have been shown how effective it is topically applied to these types of injuries. Now I have a new study for you. You know, we talk about high cholesterol. Is high cholesterol bad for you? Well, it's a crazy, crazy thing concerning cholesterol. It's a natural nutrient. Our bodies make it. Now, I believe God created us. You might have a different perspective, and that's good. I'm not going to argue the point. I have my belief, and I respect you having your belief. But I believe that if God made us and made our body having the ability to produce cholesterol, it's got to be safe, got to be there for a reason, it's got to be effective, or it would not be there. So why all of the hullabaloo about high cholesterol? Well, it's a very, very big moneymaker. Billions and billions of dollars are made on the sale of drugs that lower cholesterol. So the drug companies got together and said, high cholesterol, we can lower that. Let's tell people that it's bad for them. Let's give them a song and dance story that tells them that high cholesterol is bad for you. And at one time, our cholesterol levels were considered to be normal at 300. And now doctors want it below 200. It was 300. Then it was dropped down to 240. Now it's down below 200. Why do they keep lowering what they think to be a better level of cholesterol? Well, the lower you get it, that increases the population of those who would require a drug. If you bought into the fact that high cholesterol is bad. So is it bad for you? Is cholesterol really a risk factor for heart disease? So researchers in Florida followed 80 people at the average age of 55. They were on the keto diet, the ketogenic diet, for 5 years and compared their health to 80 people of a similar age who did not follow a specific diet. Now, 33% of the standard diet group were also taking medication to lower cholesterol levels. But no one on the keto diet was taking cholesterol-lowering medication. The results of this study, after 5 years on the keto diet, this group had an average total cholesterol of 369. The LDL was 272. The HDL was 90. And people on the standard diet had a total cholesterol level of 205. The LDL was 123. And the HDL was 60. Now, what does that tell us? Well, after considering all this information, there was zero difference between the two groups for total arterial plaque scores and heart disease risk. There was no difference. So if your cholesterol is up to 369 and you have an HDL of 90, not a bit of problem. The big thing to look at is the HDL. Women should be over 50. Men should be over 40. When on the keto diet, it was over 90. And there was no risk in heart disease or strokes. Long ago, there was a small study, I believe it was in Denmark, that they were giving iron to men and women, and they saw some heart disease pop up. So everybody got off iron. Supplement companies made multivitamins and mineral supplements, but no iron. Iron is a mineral that has gotten a very bad rap, and it doesn't deserve it. We need iron. We can't live without iron. And some people are being affected by a deficiency of iron. So the question is, are you lacking iron? An analysis of data from 8,000 American adults, regular Americans, with no obvious symptoms of low iron levels, who would otherwise not be screened or tested, found that 14% of the 8,000 Americans were iron deficient. Now, while a certain level of iron deficiency is not life-threatening, you can get by, you're not going to die, but it can significantly affect quality of life. What happens when you are deficient in iron? And you would think that. You'd be looking for something else. I want an herb to do all this. Well, those that were low on iron, and especially women, they had brain fog, loss of memory, short-term memory loss. They had extreme fatigue. They had lightheadedness and shortness of breath. Pale complexion. And iron is especially important for pregnant women and for women who have heavy menstrual cycles, the loss of blood. So how do you choose if you want to add iron to your diet? You want to choose the best. Iron is very difficult to be absorbed, very difficult to be bioavailable for the body. And I'll tell you more about iron supplements in just a moment. We're going to pause here for some commercial breaks and back right after this, right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of our Terry Talks Nutrition program. We're here to the top of the hour. We have about a half hour left to the program. A lot more time to bring you some very interesting information and why you should be taking more iron if you are experiencing some of the signs and symptoms of an iron deficiency, and how to know what kind of iron to choose. As I went into the break, I was talking about iron being very difficult to be absorbed. It's a very heavy metal, not easily to be absorbed systemically. And some of them are very poorly absorbed and will frequently cause constipation and bloating, like ferrous sulfate. Ferrous means iron. Iron sulfate, very poorly absorbed, causes constipation and bloating. And 50% of the people prescribed supplemental ferrous sulfate stop taking it because of the side effects. It has adverse effects. What you might want in the place of iron is heme iron from liver extract. Liver contains a very high level of iron. Meat contains very easily absorbed form of iron. If you're a vegetarian or a vegan and you don't eat meat or you eat very little meat, I know some women just find meat as heavy to digest and they don't like to eat meat, or they might eat just a small portion. But iron is a mineral that is very easily absorbable from meat. And the most bioavailable form of iron is up to 33% absorption versus like ferrous sulfate at just 2%. So really good iron, heme iron, that means iron is attached to hemoglobin, blood, absorbed up to 33% versus 2% or less for iron like ferrous sulfate. It's well tolerated. Few if any adverse effects. Lower dosage effective. And it's from an animal source. It's the best form of iron. So look for a chelated form of iron that raises hemoglobin and ferritin levels, iron levels, but not as well absorbed as heme iron, but still 3 to 4 times more bioavailable than iron salts, like iron sulfate. Significantly fewer issues with side effects or adverse effects, especially regarding bloating and constipation. And there's a way to make iron even more effective. There's a substance called lactoferrin, F-E-R-R-I-N, lacto. Lacto means iron and milk. Lacto is milk. Ferrin is iron. Lactoferrin. When you take it with iron, or if you don't need iron and you take lactoferrin, it increases iron management and iron absorption. It's preferred by patients with comparison trials. So adding lactoferrin, and also it has other great benefits. It's a very powerful antimicrobial. Kills pathogens, bacteria, viruses, funguses. Lactoferrin. You can find it in health food stores or even in a combination with propolis. Propolis is a very powerful antibiotic, natural antibiotic. It is not an antibiotic, but it works like an antibiotic in a natural way. It doesn't cause bacteria resistance. It's natural. No side effects. It does not kill off your bacteria. Very, very safe. So you can use propolis and lactoferrin together in a form that's highly absorbable. Now, we have a diet. Every day we eat something, right? Maybe 2-3 times a day. And all of us have some degree of inflammation. We're doing something wrong. We're eating the wrong diet. We're eating foods that are inflammatory, like refined carbohydrates, sugar, tomatoes, eggplants. These are all inflammatory foods. So the American diet is very high in refined carbohydrates and tons of sugar. Also, seed and nut. I shouldn't say nut. Let's just say seed and vegetable oils are inflammatory. They're very high in omega-6 fatty acids, which increases the level of a compound called arachidonic acid, and that causes inflammation. We don't want to add more inflammation. We want to eat in a way to reduce the inflammatory process. Anti-inflammatory means reducing the inflammatory process. So what you eat and what I eat can either increase or decrease inflammation in your body. And if you take a drug, which is an anti-inflammatory, or you buy a supplement that is anti-inflammatory, like curcumin, like boswellia, and many other anti-inflammatory supplements like PEA, and you don't eat a good diet, it's kind of pointless. Why buy a supplement and pay good money for it, and you're eating a bad diet, which causes the inflammation? So when will you ever get to the point that the supplement is going to be more effective than the bad diet? Or will the bad diet never allow the supplement to have an effect? Think about that. So what you eat and what I eat can decrease or increase inflammation in your body. So rather than thinking of foods as being good or bad, it might be helpful to think, I have a lot of inflammation. I ache. I have pain. I have muscle soreness. My joints hurt. I have headaches. So think about, will this increase or decrease the inflammatory process? You want to reduce inflammation. So you can't reduce it. There's nothing good or bad about inflammation. It's good, and it can be bad. When you injure yourself in an acute situation, inflammation goes to the site of the injury and tries to heal it. Inflammation heals the injury. Why would we want to have an anti-inflammatory diet? Why would we want to take supplements to reduce inflammation? Wouldn't it be better to get to the cause of inflammation and stop that? Don't eat the food that causes inflammation. Don't do the things that cause inflammation. There are many chemicals, smoking, obesity. All those fat cells in an obese patient causes inflammation. The cells actually spew out inflammation, makes your body more inflamed. When you're overweight, your body is producing inflammation in the fat cells. So you want less fat cells. So reduce your weight as one way to get rid of inflammation. Stop the foods that cause inflammation. Seed oils, sugar, refined carbohydrates, and just carbohydrates in general. Diets high in inflammatory foods can significantly increase the risk of diabetes, heart disease and strokes, depression, and even cancer. Now, researchers used the Dietary Inflammatory Index, a rating scale, to assess the inflammatory potential of common eaten foods to evaluate the diet of over 34,000 adults. Results of this study. More than half of the 34,000 patients, almost 60% of the 34,000 adults that were in this program, and the people that were in the study, were eating inflammatory diet. If you ache and you have pain and you are at high risk of diabetes, you're high risk of heart disease, high risk of strokes, you want to stop smoking, you want to lose weight, you want to get a good night's sleep, you want some active exercise, changing your diet entirely, the ketogenic diet is an anti-inflammatory diet. It drastically reduces inflammation. That's what you want. Now, what causes inflammation? Ultra-processed foods, processed meats, deep-fried foods, all carbohydrates, especially grain, the carbohydrates from grain, commercial baked and packaged goods like cookies, cakes, pies. Now, they're okay to use occasionally, but people eat them every day. Anything made from white sugar and white flour. Now, what can you eat to reduce the inflammation? Unprocessed berries, green leafy vegetables, fatty fish like salmon, sardines. We want foods that lower the level, reduce the risk of inflammation. Get rid of the boxed, packaged, processed, and even ultra-processed foods. They're the worst. Your diet can actually lower drastically, significantly, inflammation in your body. So if you have pain, you don't necessarily have to buy a supplement, although it works better and more effective. But you can't continue to eat processed meats, deep-fried foods, commercial baked and packaged goods, all the garbage that is sold in supermarkets, and anything made from white flour and white sugar and seed oils, and then take a supplement or a drug. How can you stop inflammation with a drug when your diet is increasing inflammation? Your lifestyle is increasing inflammation. Does not make sense, folks. The ketogenic diet is a diet that's high in protein, very high in fat. No, fats are not bad for us. The bad fats are bad for us. The good fats are good for us, like olive oil, avocado oil, macadamia nut oil, pecan oil. But my favorite is olive oil. While all the other oils are omega-9 fatty acid oils, they don't contain any polyphenols. Olive oil contains 200 compounds and 4 or 5 that are really effective anti-inflammatory polyphenols. So that's how we can make a lower level of inflammation by switching to the ketogenic diet or the Mediterranean diet or the paleo diet. I chose the ketogenic diet. And it has made me healthier in the last 10 to 20 years than getting older in the last 10 or 20 years. It gives you better health. If the appetite for garbage and dessert and sweets and junk food is causing you to have inflammation and pain, and does it work? It increases your risk of heart disease and strokes and cancer. It doesn't make any sense to eat a diet that causes inflammation. We want to live longer, healthier, and better. I want to die very young, but at a very old age. So now, let's talk about superbugs. It has been predicted by experts that we are about to have a superbug crisis that makes the last pandemic look very mild. We're going to have a superbug crisis. This is a global health threat expected by experts, that we're going to have an antibiotic-resistant superbug that we can't control. We have nothing to kill it. We have nothing to prevent it. So this new study predicts that the global number of deaths due to antibiotic-resistant infections will increase by 70% by the year 2050. So in other words, someone will die every 3 minutes from a formerly treatable illness because antibiotics don't work anymore. So the misuse and the overuse of antibiotic drugs are causing antibiotic resistance. Bugs learn how to hide from antibiotics. They learn how to get stronger. You know, the harder you work, the stronger you get. And bugs work hard and they get stronger. They resist the antibiotics. Antibiotics are not as effective as they were when they first came out. They were hailed as, you know, it changed the world. But now it's not changing the world anymore. It's lost its fight. It's lost its power. And now the bugs have a resistance to the antibiotic drugs today. And antibiotics don't work on viral infection. They only work on bacterial infections, on bacteria. Antibiotics work on bacteria. 98% of all colds and flu are caused by a virus, not a bacteria. Antibiotics don't work. Healthy food animals in a study were given antibiotics they don't need in order to prevent illnesses, giving bacteria additional opportunities to develop a resistance. Many animals that are raised financially for financial gain are given antibiotics to grow better, to grow healthier. And it's giving, and then we receive more antibiotics and our bodies cannot adjust to it. And we lose the value of the antibiotics. And treatment with antibiotics is stopped too soon before the bacteria are controlled. We have lost the value of the modern day antibiotics. But now there are some natural ones. There are natural antibiotics. Well, they're truly not antibiotics, but they act like an antibiotic. Especially like essential oils are very, very powerful in killing off viruses and bacteria, as well as fungal infection. Like cinnamon, cinnamon oil, thyme oil, oregano oil, and clove oil. When tested against drug-resistant bacteria, including E. coli, cinnamon oil had greater potency than three commonly prescribed antibiotics. Thyme and oregano were found effective against 15 different strains of harmful bacteria, including E. coli, and 16 strains of yeast infection called Candida. And people struggle with Candida. They struggle with E. coli. They struggle with all kinds of bacteria. And these oils are very, very effective and powerful to kill off the bacteria. I would suggest a combination of these four oils, like cinnamon, thyme, clove, and oregano oil, 75 milligrams daily. And there are others out there that are stronger because we're going up against a stronger super virus and a super bacteria. Now, propolis, which I mentioned already, is a very effective against all three kinds of infection. Propolis is gathered from trees, shrubs, and buds by the bees. They bring it into their hive to sterilize their hive, to clean and sanitize their hive, and kill off any contaminant, any strain that would kill off the colony. Very, very strong, but very gentle. Even children, 3-4 years of age, can use it. And you can also find chewable forms of propolis for kids. It's effective against bacterial, viral, fungal infections. It's called a multi-antimicrobial. Kills off all forms of pathogens. And one of my favorites, Andrographis, one of the most powerful herbal tonics anywhere. It kills more cancer cells than any other herbal extract that has been tested so far today. Andrographis, very, very powerful. Effective against COVID and other viral infections. Elderberry, effective against H1N1 and other influenza strains, HIV, COVID, as well as bacterial infections. Good nutrition, good diet, a ketogenic diet, and a daily multivitamin and mineral supplement with zinc and selenium, or just zinc and selenium, keep your immune system strong and healthy. And that, my friends, I'm all out of time. So I have to leave you today, but we're here every weekend. We're not going to go anywhere. I'm going to be here for a long, long time. But I want you to think about this. Change your diet. Change your lifestyle. Get healthier and stronger. You'll live a longer life and a better quality of life. Now, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. Change must become the difference in the world. And we become the change. God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great.
Do you struggle with stress and fatigue? Do you find yourself endlessly worrying and then losing sleep? You're not alone. Join the team at Family Natural Foods on West Grand Avenue on December 3rd at 5:15 p.m. Discover the possible causes of your anxiety and learn about the many natural ways to deal with stress. Through three generations of family ownership, Family Natural Foods has been a hub for local foods, supplements, and community connections. Join them on December 3rd at 5:15. Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it. All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. You might have noticed that shoppers were out in search of deals in the malls and stores on Black Friday.
I like shopping in person, you know, getting to see how things look in real life.
With that day behind us, we now move on to small business.